This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anybody reminiscing fondly over Moral Victory Mondays? Remember when we at least used to have those? What what is it, Curtis? It's a dumpster fire Patriots Friday. Is that what it is this morning?
It is a fire everyone Friday.
Yeah. I think we used all those up.
And by the way, this poll question is now up to about 300 votes already. 68% say they have lost faith in Belichick's ability to win a Super Bowl with the
Patriots.
Really?
Wow. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Yep.
But Wiggy says there's still a chance.
I mean, there is.
Tiny little sliver of a chance.
A chance of what?
To make the playoffs.
You think they can get three more wins out of the rest of their schedule?
I don't think nine's enough. Because
four definitely
need 10.
Not.
They're going to need 10 wins, Wiggy.
I have a chance at Powerball. Okay. I mean,
you think they're beating this Buffalo team again?
Probably not.
No.
Probably
Miami,
not.
No.
Miami, you think they're going to beat Miami?
I don't think so. Probably not.
Arizona?
The seventh seed is the Jets. Do you think the Jets are going to...
The seventh seed would be the Chargers.
No, no, not right now. It's the Jets. Go look at the Jets. The Jets are 7-4. The Chargers are 6-5. Oh. So the seventh seed is the Jets with 7 wins. Do you think the Jets are going to win 3 games?
The Chargers are in the playoffs right now because the Patriots lost. They have not played their 12th game. They are 6-5. They are the seventh seed.
But if you just based on the wins, the Jets are... I'm looking right here on ESPN. Unless ESPN's got it wrong.
No, you're right.
The Jets are 7-4. The
Dolphins,
Chargers,
Bengals, Jets are the wild card team.
Yes.
You're right.
So the Jets are sitting there at the seventh seed at 7-4. You already beat them twice. Do you believe that the Jets will win, you know, 3 out of their remaining 5 games to end up at 10 wins?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's about this team. And
they're
in disarray. You have the quarterback F-bombing the whatever he is,
right.
the OC without the title. On the bench on national television. You have coming up after 8. We'll hear from yet another New England Patriot who dares to critique the offensive play calling on this team. We'll play that after 8. There needs to be some sort of a motivational speaker who brings everybody together, and I don't think that's happening.
So. Wiggs does have a point, though. Look at the Jets rest of their season. They got the Vikings, the Bills, then they got the Lions and Jags.
Right.
Then the Seahawks and Dolphins. So you're right.
I'm just saying, not that they're going to make the playoffs, but there's still a chance
that they can.
And if they do.
There's a 28% chance this morning, according to the New York Times that does like 1,000 simulations.
And if they do, it just goes back to this is why the Crafts will never fire Bill.
No, you're right.
They have had 7 double-digit losses at home in their last 20 home games. That is a fireable offense.
Yeah, but you don't.
You saying that is like me turning on the television and seeing Emily Ratajkowski walking funny after being with Pete Davidson and saying, I still have a chance.
Mm-hmm. You've got zero chance.
No.
That was a remarkable
She was glowing while sitting courtside with him.
She has a glow on her.
Yeah.
That analogy doesn't even make sense.
What a shoehorn.
All right. Anyway, we have got to get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and hide me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, I'm going to say it. Wiggy's been saying it in a different way. I'm going to say it. Blow for Brady. It's time to blow for Brady, Curtis.
If I'm Tom Brady and I'm watching that game, I say, never mind.
All right. Where are we starting, Shime, when it comes to They Said It? A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
So a former Patriot, Ted Johnson, believes that this is not a great spot for the New England Patriots. Here's what he had to say.
You know, my biggest takeaway, guys, is that this is probably, for me, at least I feel like this is the lowest the Patriots have been post Tom Brady era. Like this, this game, in this moment right here, they could have maybe, there could have been a referendum on their defense in this game. Maybe they could have come out and showed something, and they didn't. And the way they played in the hometown, in their home crowd at home was, I thought, embarrassing in a lot of respects, the way they played. And so to me, this feels like the lowest point in the post Tom Brady era.
Lower than losing that playoff game in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Was last night a lower moment than that?
I think so.
You do?
Yeah, because I don't think we're going to get there. Yeah. We're not even going to have that opportunity this season in my mind. So, yeah, I think it's lower than that.
I think it's lower than that because, and Ted might be right, it's lower than that because where do you go from here? What are you? Right? And like, when you lost the playoff game last year, you felt like, oh, okay, this team, they made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. There was, you know, you could see some like silver lining ahead of you.
He's going to progress next year.
But now you're at the point, the questions that we constantly ask about Mac Jones, and it's like, where is this team going?
All right. That's Ted Johnson. What's next, Shine?
We have Aaron Rodgers talking about if he'd be willing to sit out for the Packers so Jordan Love could play. Here's what he had to say.
You know, hopefully we don't have to have that conversation. But if that conversation comes up, you know, I'll approach that with an open mind and you know, without any bitterness or resentment. You know, obviously, like I said, I want to win out and we don't have to have those conversations. But, you know, I understand if we don't, that that's a possibility to have that conversation.
Wow.
Yeah, I see what he's saying. My thumb's jacked up.
He'd be willing to sit.
They got no chance of making the playoffs.
Is he going to be there next year?
He has to be.
That money is ridiculous.
That money's crazy. $60 million in dead cap.
I think it's $90 million over the next 2 years.
Yeah, the only team with worse dead cap would be the Broncos with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. All right, and then last but not least.
Yeah, my guy Captain America, Christian Pulisic, was asked about getting hit in the game and when he came out injured and exactly what the injury was.
Okay. I mean, it's a pelvic contusion, you know.
It's not a euphemism, Henry. It's what it sounds like.
No, but at the same time, it's not. Like, I didn't get, like, hit in the balls, but, like, it's not like, I'm all right. It was very painful, and it just, that bone is there for a reason to protect you, I think, and I hit it well, and it was sore, but like I said, I'm getting better.
There is an Office reference for everything.
That's
Andy Bernard.
That bone right there
is
to protect you.
You got hit.
Don't you wear a cup?
He's trying to say he got hit in the ball area. He got like there's no such thing. Like you get hit in that area. That area is where it hurts.
You don't wear a cup in soccer?
No.
I think baseball's the only sport where you wear a cup. And hockey. Yeah. You know who else has a pelvic contusion? Emily Ratajkowski.
Wiggy wants a rim shot on that shot. All right, that is. They said it. God, that game is at 10 o'clock tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? That is correct. Up early and having a few brewskis and enjoying the game.
Bobes wants to go to a bar. Bobes asked me if there are any bars
Bobes
open
what's
at
up.
10
Let's go.
To watch the game.
You don't go to bars.
You and Bobo go.
I'm going to go USA, Curtis. I'm a huge soccer fan.
Can you ask
wear
the bar?
Red scarf.
Can you ask the bar to turn the game down and put on Ken and Curtis while everybody's watching the game?
Going
to
wear your proud American flag t-shirt?
Yeah, of course, yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.